Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Weekdays from 6.
Click Keno from only $1 a game. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang! Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, nine goal kicker, brings the house down.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars for Our Town and Country Office National. Everything for your home or business office. Our Town and Country Office National has you covered.
Couple of seconds remaining. Possibly. He's called time. He's called. That will do. Queensland, an 18 points to 14 win.
Wowee, Bernie, and good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to your favourite Rush Hour. We are global, and we thank you for the ratings today, Bern.
Oh, yes.
Massive, massive thank you to the family of Stuck Fat with us. But Wayne Bennett's young pup scored a great win over the Sydney
New South Wales.
In New South Wales.
That's it.
In the state of origin. 25,000 of us loved it. Great atmosphere, a little bit chilly, but we had a great evening. And thank you to my very, very dear friend, Roy from CMI Toyota, and his lovely partner, Liz, who drove me home, Bern.
Yes. Well,
and I welcome you, young Bern, because you are Mr. Australia, state of origin. There it is.
Tina Turner. Hello. That's a very rugby-styled song, too. She did all the singing for the rugby. So well done to you, Hayden.
It was a good night, Bern. It was a great evening. And well done to everyone that got involved and supported it.
I'm feeling up and about, Jars. The ratings are up. Queensland have had a big win. Best win in 40 years, they reckon. One of their best.
The old Fox has done it again. Wayne Bennett.
It's happened at the Adelaide Oval. And, yes, Wayne Bennett. How good is he? He just strutted across, said, well, this is what I do. I coach teams to victory. And New South Wales, Jars, just above Victoria, just below Queensland.
That's it, Bird. Thank you very much. A couple of frothies last night, just a little bit of ginger. But I'd like to thank all my friends. I was going to say my fans.
How many did you have? I might need a piece, actually. I might need a bit for Jars. I need to ask him some questions.
Now, before we get into the biggest story in Adelaide so far, the Adelaide Crows v. Brad Crouch, we're going to catch up with Carl Viet. He's going to join us in the studio live from the Adelaide United Football Club. We're going to catch up with Greg Blewett to see how he's tracking and what's happened to the Redbacks.
That shouldn't be long.
Right, so we'll see how he's tracking. We need to find the top three bats because we got no one that can bat in the top three in the Redback side.
I'm going to tell you, I'm putting my hand up. I'm ready. Callum Ferguson. Retired today, Jars. He's announced his retirement, if you didn't know that. Callum Ferguson.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, 16 years he's been.
And we're also going to catch up with the Adelaide Crows football boss, Adam Kelly, who's under siege around the country, let alone around the state. Bern, I heard the news last night down at the Adelaide Oval. Disappointed what has occurred between Brad Crouch and the Adelaide Crows football club.
They've promised all these things. If it's not pick two, we're going to match it and, you know, all this stuff about it's got to be first round or nothing. And then what happens? They leave it till 4:29 and make the phone call and say, no, we're not going to match it.
Well,
we're just going to let
along all this time that we'll match the offer, didn't they?
Yes,
I can hear it in my ears. Yeah, we'll match the offer. We'll match the offer. St. Kilda at the moment are sitting around a table giggling
laughing
about the Adelaide Crows.
Laughing at us again, Jars.
Giving
I'm
us the bird.
Sick of being laughed at.
Basically, the Crows list committee basically have got all their dacks around their ankles.
Is
that too harsh?
Now. Well, I'll go back to some comments that were made by Adam Kelly and our very own Mark Rashuto.
Yeah,
so Adam Kelly, we are hopeful. These are his words exactly.
Yes,
we are hopeful the compensation is pick two. And it's really only under those circumstances that we would not consider matching and forcing a trade. And then Rui was quoted to say, I'm not going to say what we'll settle with, but it won't be at the end of the first round. Well, Rui, it wasn't. It was in the second round.
Yeah.
So it means nothing if they just give up in the end anyway. This is what Rui
said this morning about risk v reward.
The list management committee didn't think the risk was worth the reward in the end. The offer that St Kilda put in for Brad Crouch, which is a 5-year deal, 4 years and a trigger, and it's at a certain band where the AFL gives you a pick at the start of the second round. So it wasn't high enough to get to pick two, so they awarded pick 23. The reason why St Kilda went for Brad Crouch is because he's a free agent, so they can get him for nothing. So if you match the deal, two things can happen. You can match match and then trade with them if they want to trade and try and get their top pick, which was pick 17. So only sort of a half a dozen spots higher than pick 23. Or they can walk away and say, well, no, the reason we wanted him because we're going to get him for nothing. We don't want to give up our first pick for him, so you can have him. And at that point, you would have Brad Crouch not want to be at Adelaide on a five-year deal and the Crows not wanting Brad in Adelaide on a five-year deal. We had a look around to see if any other clubs were interested, if that did happen, and to see if you could trade Brad to another club, and that wasn't the case. We couldn't find one. So in the end, six picks difference from 23 to perhaps St Kilda's first round pick. So it's not a lot of difference in picks. It's not what we think Brad's worth, a bit more than 23. You know, most people in the industry would say he's worth a late first round pick, which, you know, St Kilda has got. But it's up to St Kilda if they wanted to negotiate. Now, that's where you are playing poker. If we decided to match, that is where you're going all in terms of poker, which is the discussion point, and we weren't prepared to take that risk because we didn't want to end up with him at 5 years. I don't think we did bluff at all. All we said was if we get less than pick two that we'd match. Now, this is what Trade Week's all about. Trade Week, there is a lot of bluffing. There's a lot of negotiating. Reality is that the offer of St Kilda is not high enough to get pick two. We've tried lots of different things to get that, but it's not an option.
Few things he said there that I wrote down. So he said they can match, and there's two things that can happen. They match it and they trade. So that's a win. Yeah. They trade for him, get a better pick than 23. I know it's only six or seven
that's
picks.
That's a win for me.
That's a win for Adelaide because he's in the first round then.
There you go.
Or if they decide to walk away, that's the other option. After they match it, they keep Brad Crouch on a 4-year deal with a trigger. The other thing he said was 5 years. They're not giving him a 5-year deal either.
No.
So it's a 4-year with a trigger.
Yeah.
And Adelaide said, no, we didn't want to give him a 5-year deal, but they offered him a 3-year deal. So St Kilda, they've only given him a 4-year deal with a trigger.
At 650 a year.
And the insurance is that if he doesn't play enough games, he doesn't get the 5th year. So they're letting a 26-year-old, best and fairest, walk from the Adelaide Football Club for pick 23, but and he's he's leaving to get more money.
No.
He's getting market value. I believe he's worth $650 a year, which he's going to get. I mean,
from St Kilda.
Different circumstances with Jake Lever and Charlie Cameron and McGovern leaving. All these guys got paid a lot more money to go elsewhere. That's okay because they're getting paid a lot more money. Brad Crouch is getting market value. He's just walked. And as you said, St Kilda are just laughing right now at Adelaide Footy Club.
And the Crows fan base, they're fed up. They're absolutely fed up. And social media is in meltdown.
And
they want
up.
Blood. All right, Bern, it's a big win for the St Kilda Football Club as Adelaide opts not to match their bid for Brad Crouch.
Yep.
To join us to explain why is the Adelaide Crows footy boss, Adam Kelly. We thank him for his time. Adam, look, mate, the Adelaide Crows have said all along, if it's not pick two, you'll match the deal. But when push comes to shove, the list committee walked away. Why?
Well, as we've acknowledged in the last 24 hours, we're adopting a public position that, in the hope that we may have been able to have the Saints make an offer that would have resulted in pick two, that obviously hasn't eventuated. And in addition to that, it wasn't going to be until I guess we understood the full construct of the Saints offer that we're in a position to make a final decision. And then once that was lodged and we understood it to be the 5-year deal that it is, we weren't in a position to be able to match that offer.
Does the Adelaide Footy Club not want Brad Crouch, or does Brad Crouch not want to be at the Adelaide Footy Club? Because the way free agency works, what I understand, is restricted free agents, the club can obviously match if they want to keep the player. And Ruge has come out and said, we didn't want to give him a 5-year deal, but essentially it's only a 4-year deal and you're offering him a 3-year deal. So it's only really one more year, and you're willing to let a 26-year-old best and fairest walk away from the footy club at market value, not overs, for 1 year.
Yeah, whilst you can debate it as a 4-year or a 5-year deal, but it certainly had triggers within the deal that we felt were achievable. So you could argue that point around the 4 or the 5 years. We've had that position for the last 18 months to 2 years that we weren't going to offer a deal of that length for Brad. He understood that. They were pretty steadfast in their want for a deal at that length, and that's why the two parties were never able to get a deal done prior to the season commencing, and we haven't been able to get close to that throughout the year. And it's why they explored their free agency option, and they had some confidence that they'd get the deal, and they've been able to get that deal at the Saints.
Brad, the whole way through publicly, has said that he wanted to stay at the Adelaide Footy Club until recently. Is this the actual case, or is that just, has Brad just said that to the media?
Brad's never expressed to, well, certainly not to myself, and not that I'm aware of, that he said that he didn't want to be at the football club. But he also has remained strong in his conviction for that long-term deal. Both parties have been open and honest with each other around that, and we've said that we're not going to be prepared to offer it. And he said, well, that's what he wanted, and his management's gone out there and sought that deal. So I think there's no disgruntlement. Conversations I've had with Brad right up to yesterday, he hasn't expressed any disgruntlement with the club, and it's been purely around the deal that he's been seeking and securing his longer-term future.
Adam, what about the pick 23? Now, with the additions of the father, son, and some academy players, could our pick go down the pick 28, 29 potentially?
Yeah, look, there's forecasted that there'll be a number of next-generation academy selections in the opening two rounds of the draft, so it is possible that it goes out to somewhere near that number on draft night.
Are you disappointed to see him leave? Because I feel like he's left pretty easily without not too much fight in the end. Where does the Adelaide Footy Club stand on that?
I guess it all goes back, and it's not something that's happened over the last week. It's been conversations that happened throughout the year, and both parties were not going to move. You know, we didn't believe that offering a five-year deal was in the best interests of the football club.
Yep.
And I guess the easy option for us more recently would have been to change our view on that. But we've remained strong to that point, and Brad has also remained convicted to his determination for that long-term deal. So I think when both parties were strong.
Is that purely based on injury, risk of injury over the 5 years?
Yeah, that's primarily. Yeah, 95 games over 8 seasons.
Yeah.
Within that, Brad's obviously played some very good football, but for us to make a commitment to a player who has had some durability issues along the way, and we hope that Brad doesn't have those moving forward, but it's too big a risk for the club to take.
Adam, can you feel the frustrations from the fan base that they can't believe that potentially it could have been a pick two, now potentially it could be sliding down to a pick 29 and a second rounder? He's a 26-year-old quality midfielder, as we know, BNF, and we're letting another one go out the door. You understand their frustrations? And as past players, we don't understand it. We're frustrated that we're losing a bloody good football that we can build a midfield around, and St Kilda sitting back laughing, drinking champagne, and we've dropped our dacks.
Yeah, look, under the restricted free agency, I think since its inception, there's only been one club who's matched any offer that's been made, and the system determines the compensation. You know, I know a lot of people were anchored onto the idea of pick two, but the marketplace determines that, and the offer that Brad's received is, it's not even second band compensation, it's third band. So, the reality is it was a fair way from where it needed to be to result in pick two compensation.
Adam, thank you for your time, mate, and we wish you well, and hopefully we can find a quality player to replace Brad Crouch in the future.
Thanks, guys.
Good on you, mate. And Adam Kelly there, Byrne, from the Adelaide Crows, footy boss, thank you for your time. But it is frustrating, but again, Brad Crouch now has a new journey with the St Kilda Football Club, who will play finals next year, Byrne.
It's exciting for him as the person, but as an Adelaide Football Club past player, Jars, we're a little bit...
Were you satisfied with his answers? Were you satisfied what you got back?
Well, sort of.
Yeah, okay.
I can understand. Like, Brad wanted to leave in the end, and they've
but
let
did
him
he, though?
Do that.
Did he? He was happy to stay here. He's got a beautiful girlfriend and a loving family.
The thing that frustrates me is the way free agency works is clubs can match if they want to keep a player.
Mm.
So what basically he's saying by letting him go is, no, we didn't want to keep Brad.
Yeah,
but he didn't say that. But come out and say that.
Yeah.
Because there's so much confusion and innuendo and people making things up. The Adelaide Footy Club need to be strong on their stance and say, hey, look, this is how it works. We could have matched it. We could have kept him. But he's gone now. And they keep saying about that five-year deal.
And it's not a four-year deal.
It's a four-year deal with a trigger.
With $650 a year.
One extra year. Yep. That is market value for Brad Crouch, right. $650.
Yep.
He's not like he's leaving because they can't afford him.
Yep.
It's 1 year. Yep. And I know the durability is a question.
Yes.
It is questionable with Brad Crouch.
Yep.
But put a trigger in there.
Yeah.
Put a trigger in there as well for the fourth year or something. Look, try and do something.
And there was five other clubs showing interest in him.
Well, they've
were
come
keen
out
to get him on board. Five.
They couldn't get. Well, no one else was interested. And they said
they were shopping around.
Well.
There was five clubs.
There's probably more questions. I can't wait
to see your team line up of all the players we've lost.
Well, he'll slot into the midfield, no doubt about it. He might even get a leadership role at this stage.
There you go. It's a rush hour, family.
How was the State of Origin last night? It was at the beautiful Adelaide Oval for the first time ever. The Queenslanders reckon it was one of their best wins in 40 years, Jarz. Just explain what the atmosphere was like.
It was fantastic. And, geez, they hit hard. Now, like you said to the great man himself, MG, that these boys haven't played for 6 to 7 weeks.
Yes.
So I could see fatigue starting to kick in for both sides.
It did. A lot of injuries.
But New South Wales, they've fallen off flies. But New South Wales was clearly the better side in the first half.
Yes.
But the old fox himself, Wayne Bennett,
he
turned the switch on and they came out, the young pups,
yes.
and just went berserk, the Queenslanders. And the New South Wales crowd were chanting.
It was loud.
Fantastic.
It got loud, didn't it?
It got
really
loud.
Loud at stages. It was good.
So what do you ask?
Oh, no, I was just asking because I've got a little bit of intel about last night.
Here we go.
It's just true or false with this few of these. Oh. You were in a heated corporate box. You demanded that. Is it true or false?
That's false.
Canapes, champagne on arrival, and prawn cocktails was on the menu.
That's true.
You wanted your special little cushion that's got a wheat sack inside, so it's heated to keep your bum warm during the.
Yes, that's true. Because it was a bit chilly last night.
The great Wayne Bennett. Okay, he got interviewed after the game, and he asked, what was halftime like?
That's age of my life. I can't remember.
Now, Wayne Bennett can't remember half time and he didn't have a drink. So can you just explain to me your favourite part of the second half?
Oh, hang on. Queensland was playing the better football.
Who scored? Any players? Don't cheat.
No,
young
Tito.
Tito,
yeah.
Number one.
That's him, yeah.
And did a little backflip when he scored.
That's him.
But on the way home, so this has been a real concern of mine because you have been in trouble before from stealing cab charges and they were misplaced and they fell in your pocket and you used them. But how did you get home last night? I looked it up. It's $19.25 for an Uber from Adelaide over to your house.
Well, the game had finished and Queenslanders were celebrating and getting excited and then everyone was departing in the Adelaide Oval.
Oh, yeah. So how'd you get home?
So then I was about to leave and catch a cab home.
Oh, you were not. Yeah. Don't throw that
in. Yes, I was.
No.
And a lovely gesture by Roy from See My Twitter said, would you like a lift home? And I said, are you sure it's not out of your way? He goes, not at all.
This is the total opposite of what I've been told.
Shut up.
No.
Well, what did you get told?
Well, he said you should get a cab because I'm going the direct opposite way. And you go, look, Henley Beach is on the way to anywhere. Trust me.
And he does live in Goodwood.
and you go, Henley Beach is on the way. All good, mate. That'll be brilliant. And he's saying the cab charge ranks I don't do lineups.
But I didn't have a cab charge. I don't do
lineups. Yeah, well, you can pay cash, you idiot.
The Furious Five. It's time for the most groundbreaking quiz to hit the airwaves.
I do not believe it.
Two callers battled out by answering 5 questions. One with the most correct wins. It's time for the Furious Five. The Furious Five.
All right, family, get around this segment. Get around this wonderful segment, which could win some sort of award in the National Radio Presentation Night.
It's nominated. It's nominated, and so it'll win something.
Just get on and register. Wherever you are, it's a bit hard now.
Well, what do you mean it's a bit hard?
Well, because we do the podcast.
Yeah, but the family can get around it.
Let's register. Get on and register because
come on.
This is my favourite segment. I love interacting with the family.
And I was embarrassed yesterday playing and got beaten.
Yeah.
So guess what?
So you should be.
It's your turn today in the Furious
Five.
You're going to play. You're going to play against our next guest, Tony.
I've got to ask the questions.
No, you're not. I'm going to ask the questions. The shoe's going on the other foot.
We could be here all day if you'll read them out.
Now look at the producer rushing. What's up, Jase?
What's wrong?
What's up?
I
don't trust you. I'm letting Haydo ask the questions.
Okay. Oh, thanks. Thanks.
Get stuffed.
Thanks, Jase. They're not even letting you read
and
the questions.
Let's just introduce our next guest. He's a wonderful young man. Tony. G'day, Tone.
G'day, Jase. How are you?
Good, thanks. You're playing against Bernie Vince today on the Furious Five. So, five questions. Call your name out first. If you get the answer correct, it's 1 point. If you get it incorrect, it's a minus point. All right?
Yep.
There's two lifelines. Is there any lifelines?
Yeah.
No. Well, it's your quiz.
Oh, okay.
Do you want that
today.
To be... Okay, no lifelines.
All right.
Okay.
And have some fun. Listen to the questions very, very intently, and let's go.
Yep.
Here we go. Okay, question one, Haydo, far away.
Question number one. Please use your name as your buzzer.
I just said that, Haydo.
No, you didn't.
Oh, I don't think you did.
No, you didn't.
I'm getting a little
it's like he didn't introduce Carly Veer.
Here we go.
By how many points did the Maroons beat the Blues last night?
Tony. hang on a minute. I watched the game as well.
Yes.
Bernie.
I was there. No, it's Tony. Bernie.
20 points?
Yes.
No.
No, that's... No. No.
Bernie.
Bernie?
The favour.
4 points.
4 points is correct.
But Bernie didn't... but Bernie can't answer the question if you got it wrong, can he? Is that part of the rule?
Yeah, well, it's your quiz, mate. You said you can.
All right, 1 point to Bern. Bad luck, Tone. Question number two, Mato.
Which compensation pick... did the Crows get 4?
Tony.
Yes, Tone.
Bernie.
23.
Yes.
Correct.
One apiece. Question three, please, Haydo.
True or false? Jars forced a station client to give him a lift home last night from Origin.
Bernie.
Tony.
True.
Yes.
2-1 to Tone.
Oh, this is fantastic. Come on, Burn, for you an articulate and intelligent.
What? Spell articulate and give me the meaning for it.
All right, here we go, Tone. Question four, Haydo.
Which Redback announced his retirement today?
Bernie.
Yes, Bern.
The great Callum Ferguson.
Yes.
Back.
Well done, Bern.
What's the score?
Two apiece. With one question
here
remaining.
Here we go, family. The Furious Five.
Bernie, concentrate. Bernie,
needs a sponsor too. Here we go.
Yeah. Well, don't be desperate on air, Jase.
Here we go. All right, Haydo. Come on, Tone.
How many tins did Jase consume last night? Multiple choice. A, 15.
Yeah.
B, 25. Or C, a West End keg?
Tony.
Yes,
Tony.
Tone.
Bernie.
15. Yes!
Congratulations, you've got yourself a Google Home. Thank you so much, mate. You've beaten Bernie Vince off.
Brilliant,
like
Tone.
A lot of other people.
And get your friends to nominate and play. Get around us.
Tony, I will find you. I will kill you.
Oh, right, eh, Liam? Liam Vince.
And there it is. I say I
don't like cricket. Blew it.
He joins us. Our very own Greg Blewett joins us to talk about the Redbacks' performance in their Shield game against Tasmania. Against who they play again?
Victoria.
Against Victoria. Yeah. And he just finished training down there at the Adelaide Oval. G'day, mate. Welcome.
G'day, boys. Is it Statler or Waldorf? What do you want to be, Charles?
Don't you start.
Whack.
He's brought his own gear off the long run.
He's brought his own gear, Jase.
Now... Where do we start with him, Boone? Because
I don't know, mate.
Boys have fought it out in the second innings against Victoria, as they did in the first Shield against Tassie.
Yes, they did.
But the first innings batting has been deplorable. Is that fair, Greg?
It hasn't been good enough, Jase. I would totally accept that. As we all know, mate, those who have played the game a fair bit, you need to set the game up in the first innings. And we've won the toss a couple of times on some pitches where we've sort of thought about bowling, but we've thought, nah, the way we want to try and drive the game and set it up. But fair to say, we haven't been good enough in the first innings to be able to do that. And once that happens, you're chasing your tail for the rest of the game. So
one of the disappointing things is we've lost wickets in clumps. So there's been some real collapses. How do you deal with that as a batting coach? Like, it happens at all levels, don't get me wrong, but how do you put a stop to that? Is it shot selection? Is it the pitch, like you said? Is it technique? What's happening?
Oh, I think it comes down to the individual, burn. I think the hardest thing to do when you start in innings is your first 10, 15 deliveries. So obviously when you first, when you lose a couple of wickets, it's really up to the guys to find ways of dealing with the pressure. And certainly comes down to, mentally one is one thing, and then technique's the other thing, as you said. So we're certainly aware of that. It's a work in progress. There'll also be a little bit of change in personnel as well, I reckon. Yep. So, you can't keep playing like we've been playing and not change it up a little bit. We've given guys some opportunities which they haven't been quite able to take. So, we've got to keep trying finding the guys that are good enough at this level.
Speaking of personnel today, Callum Ferguson, who's been at the
great
16 years of quality cricket, been one of my favourites. Yep. He's just been a great man for the Sacker, and it's a sad day. It'll be his last game on Sunday.
Well said, Bernie. Just a ripping bloke. I mean, he's been a fantastic servant for South Australian cricket, but as you said, just a great guy to have around, for 16 years. He really, one of those guys that sort of, takes the young guys under his wing and tries to do all the little things that good leaders do. So, pretty sad, mate, to be honest.
Did you see it coming, Gregory?
Not really, mate, to be honest. Okay. We were down at the Bay the other day, and Fergie made his first pair ever in first-class cricket. And he said to me, mate, I want to have a chat to you. And I thought, it's about his batting. Yeah. And then once I started thinking about it a little bit more, I thought, shit, I reckon he might be thinking about pulling the pin here. Yeah. So after the game, we walked about, I reckon, 20 laps of Glenelg Oval, discussing where he was going and the thoughts he was having. And, in the end, he's decided to, to have one more game and then call it quits. But he's a bloody ripper. So
he
got a bit emotional today. Yeah. But, these things happen.
Nah, been a wonderful player for South Australia. Jake Weatherall didn't play the last Shield match. His well-being, where's he at, and will he be back for the next Shield game, Greg?
No, he's been ruled out of the next one. So after this Shield game, all the guys get a bit of a break, I think a two-week break, and then go into Big Bash stuff. So last thing I heard that he's, certainly working on that space, getting himself at a level mentally where he needs to be able to play cricket at this level. So that is a little bit of a work in progress, but let's hope he's ready for that first game for the Strikers.
Hey, one guy I've been impressed with is young Henry Hunt. Now, he looks like he's up for the fight. He looks like one of those openers
who just
wants to be there, wants to bat long periods of
like
time.
Us.
I mean, 50 in the first innings. He was 80 off 280 balls, Jars, in the second innings.
Good
just
on him.
Fighting for his team. Now, I love players like
this. I know you do,
Give
Burn.
Us a bit of background about him, Blue.
He's a country boy from country New South Wales. Came over a couple of years ago, 23 years of age. Had a full season last year. Ended up averaging low 30s, but he made 100 and showed some of the signs that he's again showing this season. So as you said, Bernie, he's a tough little bugger, and he's a bit of a Kane Williamson style the way he goes. Mm-hmm. He's a shining light, mate.
Okay, we're Norton 2. We've got one more Shield game remaining this weekend. Your position as the batting coach, have you had sat down with the key stakeholders of the
lost Sacker
and discussed how you're tracking as the batting coach, even though we're collapsing early?
Well, that's the thing, Jars. So when I was having this chat with Ferg about where he was going, started suddenly thinking, shit, that's wrong.
Go as a double.
And then zero other options. So I thought, I'll just stick it out. So that's the plan at the moment.
Hey, Queensland on Sunday at Glenelg. Yes. What can we expect?
Come on.
Because we need a response.
We got to fire up.
Yeah, no, I agree, boys. Right. The side's going to be different.
Good.
So we're going to go in with a little bit of a change. I can't declare the side now. No. But, look, it's obviously Ferg's last game. So, we've taken some positives out of the last couple of games, as I said, but it's all about the first inning. So I'd love to put Queensland, I'm glad we didn't hand the 6 points to the Vic. So,
that's good.
Draw, at least we're staying in the competition.
Yeah.
You know,
if we had
given those points away, we'd be dragging our asses around. So at least a couple wins and we're right in the mix. So
you're fighting it out, Blue. You're fighting it out. You're hanging in there, which is right. Now, I was just wondering your response to my tweet the other day when they said, who's going to open up, because obviously Weatherall went out, and I said, I'll do it.
Yes.
Now, you tried to pop me on Twitter, response, and said, what the hell can we expect from you? Do you want to know?
And you didn't respond, so what would we expect?
You'd expect what a bit of Henry Hunt. I'd stay there all day. I'd pop them everywhere, but you know what? They'd have to carry me off after Jazz. I'll be on four not out, off about 400. But
it just reeks arrogance, Byrne.
Would not give it up at all.
Smells down there.
It does. It's smelling, isn't it, Jay?
Well, Bernie, mate, we get about 60 people to a Sheffield Shield game, so you're going to drive them away, are you?
See you, Gregory. All the best in the next Shield game, and we'll speak again.
Good on you, boys. Love you.
There he is, mate. Our very own Greg Blewett. It's an absolute pleasure. Now, we love this man because he's our new manager of the Adelaide United Football Club. Yes. We are on the bandwagon, better than ever for next year moving forward. He 100%. Joins us live in the studio.
How good's this?
Joins us in the studio, Carly Viet. G'day, mate.
Afternoon, Jazz.
Finally got you in the studio.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
You've done a lot of interviews for us.
Yeah.
Hey? Just a few.
Jazz wants you on every week. Is he pestering you too much?
Oh, hang on. We're tight.
Well, yeah, I'm not asking you because I know you think you are, but I want to ask Carl. What is the relationship like? Because he wants to get you on every week, and I'm just questioning whether you actually goes both ways, this relationship.
Yeah, certainly does. Enjoy my chats to Jars on the beach. We talk all things.
We
talk a lot of footy.
It's good fun.
Shared a few wines with Jars over the times as well.
Well, that's where he does his best work. But has he tried to give you? Has he give you any pointers on how to coach teams? Because you know he's coaching Williston this year, and he's probably run you through a few set plays you should do.
No, he's offered to give some instructions from the sidelines this year.
Yes, you and I.
From that red couch.
Yes.
We're going to be there. Now, mate, 4 weeks into the pre-season, how are we tracking? Second question, we want members. We want to get our fan base back and fill that stadium up, don't we?
Yeah, most definitely. It's, I just go back to the time I played at the club. The fan base and the support that we had was the best atmosphere in the country. It'd be great to get that back. And, you know, our fans are very loyal, and I know it's difficult times at the moment, but, we're going to be a very young side this year, and we're going to need our support behind us to help us win those home games and make it a fortress.
Very important.
Hey, Carl, Ross Aloisi on board this year too, former captain. What's his intel been like? Enjoy working alongside him?
Yeah, I love Ross. He's a great guy. He's a true mate. He's a great guy to, chew the fat with. He's got a great football knowledge, but not just off of that. He's great with the players, has a great relationship with the players, and I needed a coach that's a bit different to me. I'm, a bit, I suppose, a little bit quiet and a bit reserved, and to have someone like Roscoe that can get on well with the players and provide that link between me and the playing group.
Now, Carly, you're saying some youth. What's been the focus with the club? Have you gone out to all the clubs and had a bit of a chat? Because when we've chat along the beach, your big priority will be getting back out of the community, getting them back on board. Because we've lost our way in the last 5 to 10 years, haven't we?
Yeah, most definitely. I'm just going back to how the club started.
Yeah.
A community, pretty much a community club. That's how we grew up from the NPL clubs. And I want to get back to that. I want to get out to as many NPL clubs as I can in the season next year when it starts.
Yeah.
And not just myself. I want to get our team out to as many NPL clubs as we can.
It's bloody important now, isn't it?
It certainly is. You know, we got to help the our local clubs. We have to help them. We need them to help us, and we need to help them.
Is that the best way to get crowds back too? Getting out to those local teams and encouraging people to come to games? And what do you have to say to the soccer fans listening here in Adelaide now? What's your message to them to get them to games this year? Because there's a big drop-off, hasn't there, over the last few years?
Yeah, there has been. And, the big thing is to get out to our local clubs, get out to our young players, because we've got so many young players playing the game.
Yeah.
And we've got so many good young players, South Australian players, that are coming through. And it's getting those young players to know who are young, up-and-coming players. Riley McGree has just gone overseas and playing at Birmingham, scored on the weekend.
Brilliant.
And you hear the rap that their coach has given Riley, and he was here 12 months ago, played this last season.
Yeah.
And, that's what we've got. We've got another three or four young players that are coming through that will, in next year or 2 years' time, will go overseas. And we need our young players here in the state to see these players and have them as their role models and look to aspire to what that they're going to go on and do.
So what's your message to a young player coming through, a 16, 17-year-old? What do you advise him? Is it about getting fitter? Is it about watching your diet? Is it about training? Is it about just workload? Is it about just touching the ball as much as you can? What's your message for a young lad listening that could emerge one day playing in a red shirt?
It's to give himself the best possible chance to be his best. And he, to do that, he needs to start recognising what he's good at,
right,
and where he needs to improve.
Okay. Yep.
And he needs to play as much football as he can.
Right. Yep.
But there's a whole package now, Jazz. Yep. You know what it's like now. The game has changed from when we were growing up and playing the game. And the kids these days don't play enough sport.
Good call.
No, it is. And so pre-season, 4 weeks in. Have you got some trial games coming up, or do you have internal trials against each other, some match sim? How's that looking?
We played our first trial game last night against Blue Eagles, which was a good hit out for us. And we've got another one coming up next week against Para Hills. And we've got another couple scheduled in. We're not quite sure yet. We're waiting for teams to finish in the finals, and then we'll play against those teams. It was a good hit out last night. It's always different, you know, 4 weeks in. First 90 minutes last night, it was good. I was pleased. I come away pleased.
Who's impressed you so far on the track? Who's been the standout?
Yeah.
I have to say James Triasi has been a standout.
Jimmy. Yeah, we love Jimmy.
He's my new favourite now. Favorite.
Yeah, he has been a standout with training. He's leading everything in our fitness thing. Yeah. And his performance last night was brilliant. Was excellent. So he's been a standout. And the younger players, I think Pacific has really, you know, he came on at the end of last season and this pre-season, and so far he's carried that form one that he showed at the end of last season.
Does he practice those backflips at training, or is that just something that comes out when he scores in game?
No, he just saves them for goals.
For game day. For game day, for the fan.
Jar's been practicing them.
Yeah, I have been. Yeah, upstairs with Matt. Honestly.
Oh, come on.
Talking to Carl Veit, the boss of the Adelaide United. Adelaide United fans, get on board. Membership packages are available, so go to our website. We want to get at least 12,000 to 15,000, don't we?
Yeah.
We've got to fill this big bad boy up.
Yeah, I say that will drive the players on, because it does. But it's also great for the supporters when you're in a football stadium.
Like ours.
Where there's a lot of support. The enjoyment in that is great just for the supporters as well.
Now, your young son's a superstar. A Bernie, he can play. Not only Aussie rules, but the round ball. Your wife, Marg, who's my chiropractor, is she talking to me? Because I said something about every time we scored a goal, she had to scull a bottle of wine.
She's still a little bit angry. I'd be careful next time you go in to see her, Jazz.
I've got a book in for her.
She's my chiropractor too, Jazz.
Well, Boom, we're on board. Triple M love being on board because we love the brand and the organisation, and they've got a terrific manager in Carly Veit. We love him. He's a great South Australian. We're going to get right love behind him.
Jazz got something.
What's
for
this?
You.
Oh, darling.
What's
this?
Look at this.
That's unbelievable.
So, you never know. I could look down the sideline. Jazz, get ready. Warm up, he could be coming on.
Oh,
he's coming on. It is a named, numbered Adelaide United jersey.
Oh, we've got to get Burns
now. He's getting emotional.
Don't worry.
Don't encourage him, Carl. He'll just jump the fence uncalled and he'll be on the field before you know
it. A size 16, Burn. I'll fit in nicely.
It's the only time he's been happy being called a number two as well.
Good luck, mate. Thanks for coming in, and we're right behind you.
Cheers, Josh.
There he is.
Bernie.
Thanks, Carl.
It's a rush hour.
Triple M. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
All right, buddy.
Hey, Jazz, time to make you and the family smarter, and I've got a couple of beauties today, and
buddy.
I've got a couple of questions for you too after these. Mate. But do you know, you know, tickling Jazz, you know, you quite
tickle
Maz
sometimes when a bit of fun.
That's disturbing. That's not where I wanted to take that. I was more like, you know, my son Harvey tickling
my love.
Well, oh no. I'm not sure if I can go on, Ado. No. Can we just shut this down?
No, we can. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Get the podcast
get out.
From Hut. Don't throw at me.
Okay, tickling Maz put yes. the, you know, tickling has been divided into two types, Jars.
What's that?
You put your tickling to Maz in one of these types.
Done.
Is it A, the nismesis tickling, which refers to light, feather-like tickling, which that could fit into category A, or category B, gargalesis tickling, which refers to harder laughter-induced tickling. What is it, Jars?
Mine's Lady Gaga. The Gaga.
Hold him, yes!
Mine's B, Burn.
What the hell is he just said?
Well, you said B, gargalus.
Gargalesis.
Oh, gargalesis. There you go.
Yeah.
That's, I'm B with Maz.
Well, I had just had no idea
what about you with abs?
Oh, I'm the light feather-like.
So you're A. What's that called again?
Arousing.
No, but what's that?
Oh. Sorry. All right. Nismesis, that one.
Okay. Is that it? Nismesis. I've got to wrap it up.
No, no, I've got one more. This is a good one.
Oh, the show. I thought you meant after tickling. Yes, Joe.
Well, I wanted to wrap it up. You said we're not allowed to. Now you want to. I'm going to keep you here now. Hey, Jars, you ever sneezed in your sleep?
No, Burn, I haven't ever.
That's because people don't sneeze in their sleep due to their brain shutting down the reflex.
Oh,
that's why it never happens.
That's why it never happens. No, that's a good one, Jars.
That's a stupid fun
thing. I think your brain shuts down a lot of things, but that's during the day. And that's when it should fire it up.
That's so